Exclusive from
loudchews.com, another one. I met my first girl in the third grade. Don't know what it felt, but it felt great. I've always been inclined to believe there was embracing my feminine side. That's just the way I was raised by my mama. Never even feel like enough for none of that trauma. So just think about the person I'm inside, in my mind, in my heart. Where do I start? See, at the time I was like 8, I not even experienced my puberty yet. But I was a lover, got that from my mother and so many more of her traits. What she has taught me in me, her state. And it's very hard when it beats in my chest. Every feeling, every little thing we've been in. See, at the very beginning of me meeting with this pretty little miss, it'll be sitting on the very same desk. I swear I couldn't tell what it was. Maybe her hair, her softness, complexion, infatuation, affection, attention, the attraction we shared. All in my mind, but I thought with my heart. I couldn't help it, but kept staring at her from afar. Like, oh my gosh, there you are. Now I'm sitting right next to her. Next to us, us just casually connecting. I think couldn't take it if we're not communicating. And then this certain incident occurred. I kissed her, but on accident, it was so awkward. She cried, didn't know what that was about. It's just that our lips had happened to touch. Is that so absurd? She cringed at the thought of us having that kiss. Virginity, but thought of her lips. She felt like it was stolen. I felt like I had chosen. The one to be with, the one to be kept, the one to be taken care of with depth, the one to be missed, the one to be kissed, the one, the one, the one, the one, the one, the one, the one.
Even though I was young at the time, I suppose I feel like I should propose. I saw a vision of a future with the both of us in it, but of course, I was so glad that it was with her. Wish I'd shared with her what my heart would let her compose. Wish I'd let her see herself through my eyes for what she truly was. She was the one I wanted, the one I'm going to, cause I would have no opponent. And the only one that would have made me jealous was somebody looking at her wrong. The one that made me blush just by looking at her glow. I'm just looking at her go, and that's a touch of my girl. Ooh, I swear I saw a pearl. The one I go to war with anybody for. If ever she's insulted, the one I like to get to know and take to my mother just so I can show her off. The one I thought very deeply of after listening to every love song. The one I kept a very special place for. A special place for, I mean. In my, ah, fuck it. In my heart. And you know it's amazing we ended up dating a couple years after. It's like we got tired of waiting. We were so ready to live in a fairy tale happily ever after. It went down like this. We agreed to meet up at this place where I had my first kiss officially right after she confessed to how I felt a special way about me all alone, like we were all alone. Swear there was this day when our hearts connected in a passionate kiss and my mind was blown and our love had grown. I even wrote out my very first love song. It last long, but our timing was wrong. Regardless, she was the one I traded my life for, fight for, couldn't ask for anything more. Though some obstacles eventually came along, certain circumstances stepped in and separated us, and I'm sad to say I can hardly celebrate. Cause there we was, one heart, two souls, one hell of a heart with an infinite capacity to love. I swear this girl lives rent-free within my living, beating heart. I only wish the best for her wherever you are. If my feelings can still reach you in my next life, I hope I'll still meet you and end up being with you. In my heart of hearts, in my heart, I can still feel you. I still see you. Still see you, I still feel you.